So I wanted to ask you about the issue of HER2. I had HER2 amplified colorectal cancer. Any patients that you have that you can talk about where you gave anti-HER therapy, either on or off a trial?
No, certainly. So one that comes into mind is kind of a 52-year-old man that had metastatic disease that presented synchronously. The patient had, it was a sigmoid primary, had unresectable bilobar liver metastases with some retroperitoneal nodes. The initial therapy of FOLFOX was administered. The patient got about 6 months to 7 months of benefit from the treatment that was done with bevacizumab. The patient then was switched over to receive FOLFIRI and cetuximab and unfortunately progressed at first restaging. Then kind of came for opinion. We did some testing, which now in our practice is also routinely including the HER2 IHC. And this patient had a 3+ by IHC HER2. Turns out that FISH just confirmed that the amplification was there, but that's not something needed with the 3+. On the basis of that, we then put him on a study of trastuzumab, pertuzumab, so kind of a dual HER2, and patient had a response.
Objective response?
Yes, had an objective response with that. And that is consistent with then both the overall data that's been reported and also the response rates that we see with trastuzumab and lapatinib in Europe.
So specifically, but there's a trial out there where they're using pertuzumab and trastuzumab as one of the randomization arms. And I was kind of surprised because in breast cancer, those two monoclonal antibodies are not very effective compared to when you add chemo. What do we know about that in colorectal cancer?
Right. So the response rates with that are in around the 30% range with the doublets.
Really, the two monoclonal antibodies?
Correct. Right.
Oh,
So clear
wow.
activity. Now, HER2 is not common. It's about 3 to 4% of patients. HER2 is amplification is seen almost exclusively in KRAS wild type patients. Right, which is a this is the tumor biology talking to us, right? Just like we see KRAS and BRAF mutually exclusive, they're drivers. When you see HER2 mutually exclusive with KRAS, it's a sign that the HER2 is really a driver in the colon biology. So,
Although this is amplification, not mutation.
right, exactly. So this is the amplification data. The mutation data is very different. And mutation, there's some data presented from neratinib where HER2 mutation in breast cancer is looking very promising, but the data in HER2 mutant colon cancer is very underwhelming. So the HER2 mutations, not sure we are going to be able to target those effectively, but the HER2 amplifications, absolutely, this is something that is moving forward. So the study that you mentioned, the SWOG-1613, was just activated last week. And so available through the cooperative group system, and that's looking at irinotecan, cetuximab, second or third line. So as long as a patient hadn't received cetuximab previously, they're eligible in second or third line, randomized to the trastuzumab, pertuzumab doublet, or the control arm of irinotecan, cetuximab. So as you mentioned, we're going up against chemotherapy, cytotoxic agents, but the doublet data really looks compelling.
So what happened with this patient? First of all, how did he tolerate this combination?
Did well, a little bit of mild rash, but was tolerated. Energy level was good, no diarrhea or nausea with it, and ended up then progressing after just shy of 6 months of treatment, but did have a good response going into the study.
And what did you do next?
So the patient was started then on regorafenib and then went on to another series of agents trying to target HER2. No response to regorafenib. The other agents is ongoing, so we'll kind of see if he can derive some additional benefits.